Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us again with the Executive Broadcasting Channel. Today we have the privilege of speaking with Arvetta Souza, the founder and administrator of Live Peace Into Being. How are you today, Arvetta?
I'm doing well, thank you, Marissa. It's nice to be here.
Same here. And thank you again for taking the time out of your schedule in order to help the listeners understand a little bit more in regard to the organization. Now, if you can help us understand, one of my first questions is, tell us a little bit more about Live Peace Into Being. What is it all about?
Well, first of all, it's the next phase of evolution. Peace is possible when and if we all do our part. Of course, the individual inner work and the collective outer work of peace merge to create this critical mass that can and will shift humanity to a whole new experience. But peace will happen, but when depends upon each and all of us taking action on its behalf. So basically, Live Peace Into Being means literally birthing the new phase of evolution. Our group is oriented around this process, offering educational awareness for finding inner peace and growth in consciousness, with involvement and exposure to cutting-edge systemics and methodologies that are necessary for sustaining personal and collective peace on a sustainable and vibrant and healthy planet. New ideas and trends first, of course, touch the psyche through the art, music, and personal involvement. So, therefore, we aim to form a collective new thought representation of our 12 spheres of life to create a creative educational awareness, publications, and public expos, so main file. Our members also remain alert for emerging and synchronistic opportunities to serve. The 12 spheres of life are the 12 cells of the global peace wheel that represent needed parts in creating community, and they are arts, governance, media, environment, health, justice, science, resources or infrastructure, whichever fits for the purpose, and education, spirituality, relationships, and economics.
This is so intriguing, and I have to be honest with you, I was so anxious to get to this point where we were going to have the opportunity to speak. And I think it was because one of my biggest questions for you would be, how did you start this? When did everything start to evolve for you yourself that you knew you needed to create an organization?
Well, Marissa, you just put chills down my spine. I think Live Peace Into Being is a result of a lifetime of learning and experiences. In the beginning, I worked in the corporate world and became a partner in my husband's business. I've always possessed an innate and insatiable desire to cultivate greater spiritual, psychological, and scientific-based awareness. So to expand my understanding and live life with a little more lead to it, this enabled me, and life challenges and an inner need to know always initiated new classes and study. Well, I was also loving and take care of my family and performing necessary business and community responsibilities. So I've been very active, but actually I've been in process all my life, always transitioning in personal development. I have always had desire to help others and to develop towards the sacredness of the soul. So within those needs, I've sort of found my niche. It's sort of been a natural part of who I am.
Okay, very well. And it sounds as such, you know, the passion and the desire that you have when you do speak, it definitely is something that is infectious. And I would understand that creating a world of evolvement and helping yourself even to evolve in the process, which I'm sure has happened, has kept you involved for such a long period of time. But help the listeners really understand, what was it that keeps you going after it? What is it that inspires you to continuously be moving forward with Live Peace Into Being?
Well, at the beginning, in the late 70s, I experienced several leadership positions in religious and community organizations. And my heart's desire was spirituality. And I had a deep desire to help others. So during 20 plus years in pastoral ministries, I evolved beyond the dogma of organized religion into a cosmic spirituality and conscious evolution. Then following a sabbatical for further education and to do some writing, I became an administrative member of an international virtual co-creative community from July 2010 through August of 2012. The community was a social action group that experiential development in the co-creative mode and manifested in the resonant field, which was a humbling yet exhilarating experience. We learned that for successful long-term co-creating, members needed to transition from their ego-based patterns into an embedded ability to lovingly co-create from their inner essence. This was a great achievement for the group, especially since members were meeting weekly on a virtual platform. Our members met in person for the first time in April, actually it's April 30th of 2012, in Santa Barbara, California, where we presented our accomplishments to another evolutionary group of Barbara Marks Hubbard students. Barbara had monitored our progress by attending our meetings every 4 to 6 weeks, and we presented her with an outline of our results. It seems we were the only co-creating group to have accomplished an incredible amount of headway and also experienced manifesting in the resonant field. For our members, it was exciting and a great discovery. So officially retiring in 2009, I had knee and hip replacement and underwent alternative care and healing to breast cancer 2 years later. So all while completing and publishing 2 books.
Wow.
I had to keep active, so my heart and my passion just keeps me going. With an inborn urge to serve the sacred destiny of humanity, retirement for me was a regeneration, and retirement was not an option. In February of 2013, I became founder and administrator of Live Peace Into Being, guiding co-creative peace endeavors while being mutually loving, cooperative, and building other relationships of life. It can be hard work, but continues to be a passion and success and radiates with a deep and joyous gratitude. And I move forward with the gentle and synchronistic flow of the spirit, which always reminds me, universal time and my time is not the same.
Again, such inspiring words. You know, when you have an opportunity to really understand behind the scenes of an individual, for the most part, there usually are an incredible amount of situations that has brought somebody to a specific place of their current path. And I guess all of that leading up to where and what it is that you're doing right now, you're obviously a fighter and somebody that definitely has a lot of chutzpah, I guess, for lack of a better term, in order to really, give somebody inspiration at a point where they don't. So when you do speak of governance, when you do speak of creativity and evolvement, these are all things that you've gone through personally, and I think that's absolutely an incredible inspiration across the board. So though, as far as that's very inspiring in our understanding, to you, what has been one of your great inspirations that's really helped to catapult you into the position that you're at now?
Well, words are inadequate in describing the various inspirational people of my journey. Back in the 80s, I started basically when I made the transition into cosmic spirituality. I come to the point of knowing this is not all there is. And I searched through actually a Catholic sister who led me into the cosmic spirituality. And I worked, we actually studied with Dr. Brian Swim and Thomas Berry in that time. And we studied the canticles to the cosmos, and that was a 13-session program that Dr. Swim had created, and that put me on my path. I also learned a great deal later on from Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, James O'Day, who was in charge of the, he's a peace guru in our day-to-day, and Robert Marks Hubbard, of course, and Ken Wilber. There are many other luminaries who have consistently contributed to the awakening of humanity, to our times, and to the planetary shift, the choices we need to make. And sadly, mainstream media is still out of tune with the New World Era and paradigm shifts, but internet programs and the YouTube offerings by spiritual scientists and other luminaries have a vast amount of educational information. So there are also links on our resource webpage, so at livepeaceintobeing.org.
Very well. Now, with thinking about some young individuals that are out there and other professionals that might be looking for a change in careers, what kinds of advice would you have for someone that is starting out in a field of peace and spiritual aspects involved?
Well, the new consciousness, the stages of development, and the mingling overlay as inquiry and commitment of the seeker deepens. It all begins by actually bringing love, wisdom, and healing into your practice and your life. Now, today's culture creates resistance to peace, which is the tendency to seek comfort at all costs, avoid discomfort at any price, and resist accepting what is if it's not what we want. We have lost the sense of connection to something greater than ourselves, a feeling of trust and belonging, a shared purpose that goes beyond the survival mode and into the beautiful celebration and joy of life. Instead of fighting and judging, we can choose to reclaim our spirit and accept and evolve with a culture of peace that is unfolding on a global scale. And a good start is to consciously open the spirit residing within and allow the profound to unfold. Practice stillness, quiet the mind, stop and go to stillness. Be still and know that I am God, but not all powerful, but listen in the stillness. We can only come to and feel this essence in our silence and deep stillness, and do not rush. Peace will settle in. Peace is the force, the divine force within us. And regardless of daily stresses and worry, we have to return to the spirit self to be at peace even in the face of chaos. An unknown quote says, peace does not mean to be at peace or be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of these things and still be calm in your heart, unknown author. An authentic journey in inner peace requires transitioning beyond ego-based patterns to co-create and manifest in a mutually loving and cooperative resonance, to let go of who you are, to become the person you were born to be that is already waiting within you. To live peace into being is everyone's responsibility, whether it be a personal journey, a group, a corporate, or an institution. It all begins with self-evolution, evolving from the mind to the heart. The old paradigm structures were created with the mind, and all are falling apart. New paradigm systems are peacefully co-created through loving, resonant collaborations with methodologies of the heart, and old paradigm patterns are obsolete in the high-frequency energies of now that's flowing into the cosmos. I'll explain leading with the heart. When you lead with your heart, or rather, let's start with the head. When you lead with your head, you are directed by life experiences, past decisions, lessons learned mostly the hard way, and commonly fear. When you lead with your heart, you are directed by the vast universe of love, with faith in the unity of humanity, living in harmony with the divine, a transitional shift from indifference to resonance. Here is an explanation from our website written and recited in meditative form at the opening of every meeting by members of the Virtual Creative Community who experience manifesting in the resonant field. The way to peace is to incarnate resonance. Resonance is a state of inner connection with the essential self, which opens to spirit and flows through the heart to create an inner connection with others. In practice, resonance is a vibrational energy in which our preconceptions are set aside so that truth is heard and spoken with love and compassion. It is the foundation for peace, co-creation, and conscious evolution. A culture of peace is vital towards evolving humanity into the next phase of evolution. And a transitional shift is just beginning. In spite of world news, there are millions globally who hear this resonant and resonate with call and are doing what they can to evolve themselves and our world, to wake up, to heal, to joyously communicate clearly and lovingly from their hearts, and responsibly grow into accelerated spiritual energies. Our website is a map, an educational journey, and a new consciousness. You can Google it through livepeaceintobeing.org. We're still researching and networking our peace representations. In each cell, navigation tab, article, and video offers enlightening information for the transformational journey, as does the website for my book, which we'll discuss a little later. I'll end this subject question with quotes. One, I'm a guru in peace education leadership. The emerging leader must access profound spiritual insight, be committed to healing, tap into subtle energy, appreciate whole systemics, understand how to optimize collective intelligence, and model transformational action. Written by James O'Day, author of Cultivating Peace, Becoming a 21st Century Ambassador. There's a reference to this also under the index section of our homepage of ways to live peace into being. And lastly, peace is the key to all knowledge, all mystery, all life. And this comes from the Essene's Gospel of Peace of the Dead Sea Scrolls, written 2,500 years ago. Thank you.
Incredible. And again, when you do sit back and you listen to Arvedha, the way that you articulate the words, the way that you pull everything together, again, there's a connection. There's something about your voice that's quite infectious. It does. It makes you long for more, and I'm very appreciative of that. You know, this is something here that if individuals would open up and understand, they're on the start of something that could be very, very changing, very, very ground changing and world changing for a lot of us. It's definitely something that I do encourage as far as visiting the website, which we will have featured right underneath this audio cast, so individuals will be able to connect automatically.
Wonderful.
Now with that, and with all the words of inspiration and the goodness that you do speak, I'm sure though there have been times throughout your position now as a founder and an administrator of the organization that have been challenging, and that there were challenges that you faced. However, though I do feel, in understanding you a little bit better, you probably turned those around to have those contribute to your overall success. Help the listeners understand what were some of those challenges that you did face early on or even still now today.
Well, I will be a little more wordy in something that was earlier on. But the one today is basically getting the word out, helping others to wake up to the fact that we are in a new world era. and that things have changed. Change is accelerating. And if we want the world to change, we first have to change ourselves. That is a huge challenge. And the longest journey we will ever take is the one from the mind to the heart. Now, I worked nearly 3 years, back in, this was about 2001, coordinating a program for a part-time evening sweatshop at which the employees referenced to their environment. It was what was then the Fleet Financial Center with approximately 450 proof department employees, a 210% turnover rate, and a high error rate. This was revamped to an 8% turnover, and from the lowest production rate in the industry to the national number one spot in just over a year, and was holding there 2 years later when the bank was sold. We co-created a fun, loving, respectful, and peaceful environment where employees were recognized, motivated, celebrated, and loved to work. Basic modality used was people before things. People first, and then the corporate goals take care of themselves. Error rate diminished by one-third the first year and another one-third the second year, while production skyrocketed. When the bank was sold, the program ended. Leaders were let go, and the environment quickly reverted to frequencies of the past. So that was a great achievement, and it was a fun one.
Certainly. Absolutely. It really is so intriguing to be able to speak with somebody that does have such length and such history to their story. You know, it's wonderful. It's like diving into, you know, a very involved book, but one that actually, while you're reading it, you're able to think about your own experiences, and I think that is a part of that infectious mode that you can create. You know, you do really trigger thought-provoking situations while I'm listening to you speak, and that's just absolutely incredible. Now, too, with that, you know, as individuals start to listen and they start to open up, they probably find themselves in limbo, many folks. They don't know which way to go. What kind of advice could you offer for those folks that might be in limbo or unaware of the path into inner and collective peace?
Well, my spiritual life doesn't have an open, spiritual, not just mine, but spiritual life doesn't have an open public space to talk about it. And a good percentage of people separated from their daily existence. Yet a shift in this attitude is exactly what is being called into being by our times and the result of current obvious trends of the secrets being revealed. Secrets are symptoms of dysfunctional non-transparency and born out of the ego-based patterns we have accepted and tolerated. We've witnessed in the past decade how revealed secrets have led to the dismantling of economic and social giants and old paradigm practices that no longer serve us. Transparency is a mandate in new paradigm energies built on spirit-based energies of love, compassion, and mutual service. Structures operating in the old energies will not and cannot permanently survive in the age of transparency and conscious evolution. The world situation is screaming to humanity to wake up and grow up to the energies of our time. The main messages, which everyone is so familiar with from the main calendar, and the planetary shift created a historic event where the ending of one series of five world eras ended, and another sequence started. At the same time that the Earth completed a 25,685-year cycle. Now, those five world eras fit within that 26,000-year cycle. So each time the Earth cycles in its orbit and completes it, we have had five world eras of I think it's 625 or somewhere in there, years each. The cycle is where the Earth makes one complete turn in its orbit, and the cosmic opening that the alignment of planets created is gushing with high spiritual energies. Frequencies that are flowing in and affecting all things in the universe, including our planet Earth, and whatever affects planet Earth affects humanity. As Greg Braden says, we are at the end of a pause point where the old energy ends and the new becomes dominant. A 36-year space that science determined ends in 2016, started in 1980. The choice point puts humanity in charge of our destiny, as the Mayan calendar ended and could not go forward. The reason being, planet has multiple numbers of humanity compared to previous times, and they could not determine because it's up to humanity. Now, do we expand and reclaim our spirit and evolve a co-created peaceful existence, or will we self-destruct? You can see at the website Inspiration tab and click on Imagine for more insight on that. You could ask yourself, who's driving your bus? We must remember that everything is energy. The HeartMath Institute has determined that our human heart vibrates and transmits our feelings into the universe. The more love energy of peace that is collectively transmitted, the greater opportunity for good to overcome evil, and for humanity to co-create a sacred destiny of peace. We who are here on Earth in this historic time are the chosen people. Many people around the globe are awakening due to the high spiritual energy of our midst, within our midst, and many are still sleeping. Sleepers and fence riders urge to let go of resistance, take the ego out of the driver's seat, and trust someone else other than their ego when making life decisions. Let go and let the soul take the lead. Again, our website offers several opportunities to choose help. See the Resonance tab, stages 1 and 2. Allow your soul's yearning to call you to your purpose. Self-help will develop way beyond your expectations. There's more insight about the ego on our education cell. Open from the bar on homepage and scroll down to ego recognition. When is our ego in play? I think that's enough.
Absolutely. And again, what inspiring words. You know, one of my other questions, too, that I did have, Arvetta, was understanding where one begins the journey of self-evolution and consciousness, the awareness in their consciousness as well. Help us to understand that a little bit better, if you could.
Well, those just awakening or beginning the transitional shift need to gently and gradually move from their ordinary states with an intentional yes to harvesting the fruits of their capacity. Everyone already has an innate spirit dwelling within, waiting to be discovered, and unfold an awareness of their encoded, extraordinary, transformational potential. Regardless of one's career and life responsibilities, everyone evolves. The world era demands change, and one can actively choose to evolve or go kicking in resistance, creating stress and chaos. Know that acts of kindness are welcomed energies, but peace is more than that. It's a heart-based way of being and doing, incarnated within. Materials, programs, and self-help references can be found on our website on the resource pages 1 and 2. Click on links to see what is offered by the internet webinars until you find what interests you. Also, reading and browsing through our web pages, articles, spells, and offerings is an education within itself. There's also the contact page on our website that comes directly to me for anyone wishing for direct guidance. You know, check out the resources page and for new listings and learning opportunities frequently. And my book is a companion for your spiritual journey, which we will take up next, I think.
Okay. Yes, we definitely will, because that is my next question, because I know that there is quite a bit out there outside of the information that the website does provide, which once again will be available as a link to the radio interview. But help us to understand a little bit more about these contributions that you have made by the way of literary arts. And if you could start with your book, The Essential Code, Feeling the Urgency of Your Heart is About. That would be a great place. That's something I'm very curious about, that book, and understanding a little bit more about that.
Okay, thank you very much. My pleasure. My book title is The Essential Code, Feeling the Urgency of Your Heart. It's how to break through dogma and the shadows of life to reveal unconditional love. The book is available on Amazon.com. And our website is the www.theessentialcode.com/thebook.html. The Essential Code is a unique approach to the new you that's dwelling now within you. It offers life-saving developmental tools, including short narratives, graphs, and articles to enhance your journey. Within the pages, you'll learn how to discern your heart's purpose, life's meaning, and leverage your communication and decision-making as a result. You'll experience new ease and trust in the transition your heart's feeling and your soul lovingly desires. The book is a short 120-page, fully packed with lifetime gems, a developmental tool for those awakening to the transformation occurring in your midst, offering the clarity of a breakthrough code to understand a potential and the urgent call for peace and unconditional love, an insight into the massive energy that pulsates, vibrates, and flows into the universe from our cosmic transmitters to the human heart. Change begins with each individual. To effectively change the self, each person needs to know how he or she participate in aspects of the human condition that bind us to outdated patterns and beliefs that hurt, not help, us as a person, as a species, as a planet. Each person is being called to step outside the box, beyond dogma and the mundane of our everyday lives. In the Essential Code, you'll find a foundational step-by-step process to stretch the mind, educate the conscience, and cultivate the soul. When each of us dares to let go of who we are, to become the potential we're born to be, we birth a new species in harmony with the planet's shift and the essential sacred energies flowing to us in the cosmos. I've had excellent feedback from readers who state they see this as a lifetime companion for their spiritual journey. Thank you so much.
I definitely can see and understand. Again, it really does open up your eyes to the things that you miss out on in everyday life. I think, Arvetta, you understand that now, coming out of a corporate world versus the world that you live now. And when you think about the stresses and the everyday of corporate life, or not corporate life, but just having a job that might seem mundane and robotic and you feel like you're doing the same thing every day, it kind of stops you from daydreaming. It stops you from venturing out to say, well, what else is there inside of me that I need to discover? And it is your awareness that you build, and it does help people really to understand what live peace into being really is all about. And, you know, so that for that I have to commend you, because I think it's an outrageous step that you took yourself personally, and then obviously to believe as much as you do, to put this out there, it just really does create an incredible level of inspiration. So with that being said, could you please tell us, too, about your other book that you actually co-authored? How did that come about? How did everything come together there for you in the essence of co-creating and conscious evolution?
Thank you for bringing that up. This was a total unexpected experience that unfolded as we progressed with our project in the Virtual Co-Creative Community. As administrative member and coordinator of the spirituality sector of our community, I was presented with several writings that cannot be used in the outline version of our project. These were all beautifully written and a treasure of our experiences in learning firsthand what co-creating really is, and then to achieve the level of manifestation of our work within the risen field. I learned how very difficult it is to sustain a co-creative community without all members involved flowing from a state of resonance and an essence incarnated. As it turned out, we were the only group to accomplish the level of that we did out of the numerous conscious evolutionary groups around the globe who had been students of Barbara Max Hubbard's teachings. I spearheaded the assembly of the writings, added permitted works from Barbara Max Hubbard, especially on cosmic spirituality, and along with meeting work guides, our group used to co-create a wonderful community, and with members of the spirituality sector, co-created a treasure of experiences and learnings to be used as a guidebook for startup groups wishing to form a conscious evolutionary community. 8 sector writers, 2 administrative members, along with my own writings, and writings from Barbara Max Hubbard that enhanced our cosmic spirituality sector, and together we co-created the book. I assembled and prepared the manuscript for publication, and then had it published. Barbara Max Hubbard endorsed the book as follows. As an educator in the new field of conscious evolution, I am deeply touched and appreciative of the remarkable achievement of the book, Resonance, by members of the Virtual Co-Creative Community. Their book offers many insights drawn from my writings and teachings. It is very valuable for all of us in our lives, our work, and our contribution to the emergence of a new planetary culture. I'm proud to endorse the book and highly recommend it to all. Many compliments have been received on the book, and I know it's been used in Canada and the U.S. at this time.
That's really, again, you know, this is something that I encourage all the listeners, obviously. All of the book information is available on the website. It's also available at Amazon.com, and we will have the covers of each of the books featured for you along with this radio podcast. So you'll be able to actually click on them and read a short brief and be brought straight away to Amazon.com for the purchase of the books as well. Now, is there anything else you would like to offer to those interested in learning more about Live Peace Into Being organization? A little bit more about the website, any of the information that they should be looking at in particular?
Well, thank you. I don't remember all that I've recited.
And we'll have it all. We will have it all available, obviously, to make it as easy as possible for individuals to have a transition. But is there a space on the website that you feel stands out outside of other spaces, or maybe a certain toolbox that individuals should entertain?
Well, I said about all I can think of, and wish to welcome people to our website to learn more and to contact us if they have breaking edge info or subjects of the Peace Wheel. visit the 12 cells on our website and contact us through the site's contact page. And I urge everyone to seek lifelong learning. To be effective, one must stay in tune with the vast changing knowledge and cutting-edge realities. Another unknown author wrote, "Emergence is a moment-to-moment reality. Each moment is transformative when we acknowledge the truth that it bears." Then along comes astrologist Robert O'Hara stating, "What is not acknowledged cannot be transformed." So the message is clear. In real life, there is no arrival point. There are plateaus that challenge our determination, but always another door to open, an unfinished journey to master, and by not by controlling, but from an open heart with an inner compass of joy and discovery, and no promises. There is mystery as to what will be revealed as we evolve into our next state of being. There is nothing and no one that remains exactly the same tomorrow as today. Even our dark side will change. Where our change will take us depends on our deepest desires and our need to be right. Having to be right is our belief in our beliefs and our defenses only creates deeper set habits and shifts off the open heart from its journey to unconditional love. Every heart can open to the beauty of consciousness and truth, and the essential code will guide you. The latter was taken from my article, Everything Evolves, and a link can be found on the inspiration page of our website.
Excellent. This, again, Arvette, I cannot thank you enough. This has been such an eye-opening opportunity for us here at the Executive Broadcasting Channel, and for me personally. It always is wonderful sitting in my seat and being the one that does interview such great and fascinating individuals, because it gives me an opportunity to learn so much and share that with the listeners here at the Executive Broadcasting Channel. And so with that being said, Arvette, we wish you nothing but continued success as you continue to move forward and continue to inspire individuals with an understanding of Live Peace Into Being organization. By the way, the organization is based out of Malden, Massachusetts, which is a suburb right in the greater Boston area. And again, too, the website will be available for the listeners to click onto, and there will be contact information there as well for Arvette. So, Arvette, again, we'd like to thank you here from, I would say appropriately, the bottom of our souls at this point for taking the time that you did to educate and to inspire and to help us understand a little bit more about what we can be doing a little bit differently to open up the light and the pathways for ourselves. So with that, we are very thankful, and we wish you much continued success with the organization.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks to the executive board for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful afternoon, Arvette, and we'll be looking forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Marisa. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.